did you spend May 7th, 2005? I wonder if on that special day you took a moment to consider the good work that jurors do. You were supposed to, by Presidential Proclamation Number 7891, no less. To be precise, you should have spent the day in early May acknowledging the importance of our nation's legal and judicial systems with appropriate ceremonies and activities, and displaying the flag of the United States in support of this national observance. Don't feel bad, the day slipped by me as well. Actually, it's likely that a majority of the named days and weeks and months slipped by a majority of us during 2005. The only way to find out exactly what we missed is by browsing through the Code of Federal Regulations. It's there that you'll find the presidential proclamations for 2005. Those are the days, weeks, months the president felt were important enough to elevate into titled times. They're the ones we all know about, of course. Federal holidays like Martin Luther King Day, weeks like the one in May devoted to national hurricane preparedness, months like American Heart Month. But there's also Religious Freedom Day and National Consumer Protection Week and National Mentoring Month. And even the more mundane holidays pack a punch when it comes to a presidential proclamation. Take Mother's Day. A mother feels intense guilt reading the extremely high standards set out in that particular holiday's 2005 proclamation. As sources of hope, stability, and love, mothers teach young people to honor the values that sustain a free society. In our communities, they set an example by reaching out to those who are lost and offering love to those who hurt. You can easily conjure up a tired woman in rags using a scrubbing board to clean her children's clothing, then gathering all 10 of them round the hand-carved table for some homemade noodles prepared fresh that morning and dried on the hearth, then doing the same for all the neighbor children, all while reading the Constitution aloud. Also guilting one out are days like Loyalty Day 2005, which occurred on May 1st. That's the day we were supposed to have reaffirmed our allegiance to our nation by celebrating the bond of selfless service that makes our country great. I'm fairly certain that I did not celebrate or reaffirm anything on May 1st. How many of us actually observed Parents' Day with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities? We were supposed to publicly reaffirm our nation's commitment to older Americans during May, Older Americans Month. And during National Farm Safety and Health Week in September, we should have publicly recognized the men and women who cultivate our land and play a crucial role in keeping our nation strong. Most of us didn't, I'll bet. This New Year's resolution? To avoid reading Title III of the Code of Federal Regulations, the proclamation part, especially when it's way too late to do much of anything about it. I'm Amy Guida.